This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
WHAS Continuing News at 7:06. I'm Harold Parker. An article in yesterday's Courier-Journal has some residents of Shively fuming. The article compared Butler with Eastern High School and pointed out that Butler has the highest school suspension rate in the county. Some parents and teachers think the article was slanted and portrayed the bad aspects of Butler with the good aspects of Eastern. This is parent Nancy Marilot.
I don't agree with half the things that were in the article, and I'm very upset with the assistant principal's derogatory remarks about Shively as a community. I don't believe you have to be affluent to care about the education or be concerned about your children. And I don't think it's a fair estimation of Butler High School.
Some in the community feel the article was slanderous and should be retracted. Democratic State Party Chairman Larry Townsend has announced final plans for Senator Edward Kennedy's October 13th trip to Kentucky. Townsend says Kennedy will attend a $500 a plate reception for gubernatorial candidate John Y. Brown Jr. and will also appear at a rally later in the evening at the Kentucky State Fairgrounds. The St. James Art Fair continues tomorrow. Some 550 exhibits from across the nation will be on display, and refreshments will be served. This is the 23rd annual art fair, and proceeds will go to improve the St. James and Belgravia Court areas. Retired Army General Major General John Singlaub says President Carter has mishandled the issue of Soviet troops in Cuba, and that's because of his concern for the SALT II Treaty. Singlaub made the statement during the taping of a Lexington television program. He says the U.S. should threaten economic sanctions against the Soviets to force a troop withdrawal from Cuba and to gain concessions on the SALT II Treaty. Singlaub was Army Chief of Staff in South Korea until he clashed with Mr. Carter in 1977 with proposed American troop withdrawals. He was reassigned and later resigned. If you have not heard yet, the Baltimore Orioles have won the American League pennant. Scott McGregor tossed a complete game, six-hit shutout, as Baltimore defeated the California Angels 8-0 to take the best-of-five playoff series. The Orioles meet the National League champion Pittsburgh Pirates in Game 1 of the 1979 World Series beginning Tuesday night in Baltimore. Our WHAS Action Track Color Radar from the National Weather Service showing some precipitation in the eastern Kentucky area. The weather forecast from Ken Schultz, mostly fair, breezy, and cool tonight. The low will be 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool. The high, 65. Tomorrow night, fair and cool. The low, 42. And the outlook for Monday, sunny and warmer. The high will be 72. This is Harold Parker.
WHAS 84 in Lobo. Where were you when I was falling in love? Waiting in the alley around the corner, of course. 7:12 at WHAS, the Mark Strauss. So I say whatever I want to tonight. Clear skies and 61 in Louisville. No, we'll maintain dignity as far as I can handle it, of course. Hey, Chicago. From Chicago on WHAS 84, I'm alive again. 7:15, Mark Strauss. We're going to continue to follow the football scores on through the night. We have several night games that will be getting underway. One is Louisville and Florida State, getting underway in about 15 minutes. And we'll continue to watch those scores for you. This afternoon, West Virginia defeated the Kentucky Wildcats 10-6. Another final, Utah State defeating Long Beach State 51-28. And after one quarter of play, San Diego State leading New Mexico 7-0.
Hi.
Well, thank God. I'm a country boy, John Denver on WHAS 84. At 7:20 in Mark Strauss on a River City Daybook, the Fairdale Fire Department's having an open house and bazaar at 10015 Mitchell Hill Road tomorrow afternoon from 2 until 6 p.m. Diana Ross from The Good and the Gold on HAS.
Last time I saw him, he was...
WHAS 84, Diana Ross, the last time I saw him at 7:22 in Mark Strauss. Well, you can hear the 1979 World Series between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Baltimore Orioles. Baltimore defeating California 8-0 today. First game beginning Tuesday night at 8:15 here on WHAS.
From recession,
our church is located at 7434 3rd Street Road, the Stone Church with the warm heart.
Some more football finals for you. One final score, Montana State defeating Weber State 40-21. And after three quarters of play, Southern Cal leading Washington State 50-14. In about 6 minutes, Louisville and Florida State will be getting underway out at Fairgrounds Stadium. And earlier this afternoon, West Virginia defeated the Kentucky Wildcats by a score of 10-6. Our WHAS Action Track Color Radar from the National Weather Service showing one light rain shower circling around the London, Kentucky area. Temperatures are dipping down into the 50s, 55 degrees under clear skies in the Covington area. For meteorologist Ken Schultz, mostly fair, breezy, and cool tonight. We'll have a low of 44 degrees, sunny and cool for tomorrow, high of 65. It's clear in 61 currently in Louisville. Here's the new Barry Manilow song on HAS. We're just two ships that went in the night. From the new Barry Manilow album. The title of the album is called One Voice. And that's Ships on WHAS 84. It's 728, Mark Strauss. We'll get a sports update from CBS Central USA coming up. Well, it's anniversary sale time, and that means Airway Speaks in lowest prices of the season. Store-wide, Jack Frost Windtuck Yarn, 4-ply, 4-ounce solid colors, and 4-ply, 3-ounce umbras, only 69 cents a skein. Job Squad paper towels at a price your budget will easily absorb, 5 rolls for $3. Shop Airway's anniversary sale and save store-wide. Now, through the end of shopping time today. At Airway, they give you their best. It's all feeling groovy. WHAS 84, 1967, Harper's Bazaar. At 740, Mark Strauss, clear skies and 61 degrees. Going to be cool tonight, a low of 44. Sunny and cool tomorrow, high of 65. Oh, love the fall weather, huh? A couple of years back on HAS, Yvonne Elliman, Love Me. Yvonne Elliman and Love Me on WHAS 84 or any other station for that matter. 743. Let's recap some football scores once again. First of all, Louisville and Florida State now underway out of Fairgrounds Stadium. We're hoping to get some quarter scores on that. This afternoon, West Virginia defeated Kentucky 10-6. Indiana defeating Wisconsin 3-0. Minnesota over Purdue 31-14. Notre Dame defeating Georgia Tech 21-13. Western over Northern Michigan, 28-21. Moorhead over Austin Peay, 7-0. Liberty Baptist defeating Georgetown, Kentucky, 42-17. Central State defeating Kentucky State, 13-9. Mississippi State over Tennessee, 28-9. Some other final scores just in. Oregon defeating California, 19-14. Washington over Oregon State, 41-0. Southern California has defeated Washington State by a score of 50-21. Hanover defeating Defiance 24-17. Stanford over UCLA 27-24. And at the half, San Diego State leading New Mexico at the half 21-7. And we'll keep reporting the quarter scores as we receive them on these night games. Our happy line's open at 585-2385. If you're in need of a football score, feel free to give us a call. You're the Commodores on HAS. Good time. Commodores and their Midnight Magic album on WHAS 84. Should pass along the American League final once again, the baseball. Baltimore defeating California 8-0, so it'll be the Baltimore Orioles and Pittsburgh Pirates in the World Series. Game number one, Tuesday night at 8:15. Hear all the action right here on WHAS 84. Whenever I see that smiling face, James Taylor, 1977 on WHAS. At 7:50, Mark Strauss. Let's go back 12 years ago, 1967, for the Box Tops on HAS and the letter. 1967, that good and gold music on WHAS 84, from the Box Tops and the letter. The broken-hearted me, Anne Murray on WHAS 84 at 7:56, and Mark Strauss. Our action track color radar from the National Weather Service showing some light precipitation around the London, Kentucky area. Otherwise, clear skies around Louisville, Kentuckiana. For meteorologist Ken Schultz, mostly fair, breezy, and cool for the night. A low of 44 degrees, and tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool. High of about 65. It's clear in 61 in Louisville. Andy Gibb on HAS.
CBS News.
Some people in the Shively area think an article comparing Butler High School to Eastern High School should be retracted. WHAS Continuing News, State 06, I'm Harold Parker. The article in yesterday's Courier Journal pointed out that Butler has the highest suspension rate in the school system, but many teachers, students, and parents feel it was slanderous. They have all protested to show their dissatisfaction. Senior Marty D. Roche says the article paid too much attention to that school's problems.
The paper said that Eastern's 7-0 football team is really helped their discipline problems. But when you come in the halls at Butler High School, you can't hardly tell that there's a 7-0 football team at Butler. And that really hurt me because they failed to mention that in our school, we wear the pins. We have signs up in our halls. And that was like putting us down, saying that we don't have no pride. And, you know, maybe we do have problems in our school, but every school has problems.
Assistant Principal Ernest Wright says the article was, quote, a bunch of garbage. The man who some feel will give President Carter his strongest challenge for the Democratic presidential nomination is set to appear in Louisville next Saturday. State Democratic Party Chairman Larry Townsend says Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy will appear at a $500 plate reception for gubernatorial candidate John Y. Brown, Jr., and will attend a rally at the Kentucky State Fairgrounds. Kennedy will also visit the Park Duval Neighborhood Health Center in the West End. Commonwealth Attorney Dave Armstrong says white-collar crime is the hardest crime to prosecute and costs the country more than $44 billion a year. He says despite that, though, his white-collar unit has done extremely well.
We prosecuted probably in the area of 120 people of major felonies. We've received court-ordered restitution well over $200,000. Voluntary restitution about almost an equal amount of that.
Armstrong also says their record has prompted the National Association of District Attorneys to make the unit at the Louisville office one of the lead white-collar crime units in the country. Our WHAS Action Track color radar from the National Weather Service showing some areas of patchy light precipitation around the London area. The weather forecast from meteorologist Ken Schultz, mostly fair, breezy, and cool tonight, the low 44. Mostly sunny and cool tomorrow, the high 65, fair and cool tomorrow night, the low 42. And the outlook for Monday, sunny and warm at the high 72. Right now in Louisville, we have clear skies and 57 degrees. I'm Harold Parker.
Cher in 1972 on WHAS and Her Way of Love. It's 8:11. Mark Strauss again, 57 degrees and clear skies. Michael Johnson's new one on WHAS. This night won't last forever. Michael Johnson, this night won't last forever. WHAS 84. At 8:15, Mark Strauss on River City Daybook. Metroversity's first swim night at the University of Louisville's Crawford Pool will be held Monday evening from 7 till 9, and everyone's invited.
Hi.
Dennis Carter, 1970 on WHAS 84. And Patches at 8:20, Mark Strauss. Some more quarter scores in college football at the half. Florida State leading Louisiana 9-0. And after one quarter of play, no score in the Northern Illinois-Eastern Michigan game. This afternoon, West Virginia defeated Kentucky 10-6. Florida State and Louisville now underway out of Fairgrounds Stadium. Chuck Mangione on WHAS 84. Feels so good. It feels so good. Chuck Mangione on WHAS 84. It's 8:23 at Mark Strauss. And meteorologist Ken Schultz will be along in about 30 seconds.
Kentuckiana ends October 11th. Prices may never be this low again. That's Thoroughbred Lincoln Mercury, Preston Highway and Fern Valley Road. Making good deals even better.
Well, we had a very comfortable Saturday. Looks like Sunday's going to be pretty good. Meteorologist Ken Schultz?
You're right. Thank you. We'll do this again next time.
Okay, thank you very much. Now on with other business.
No, it wasn't too... We had a cold front come through this afternoon.
I thought so.
Didn't do anything more than create a few clouds here, but...
Breezy.
Yeah, we had really strong, gusty, westerly winds at about gusting as high as 30 miles per hour at times late this afternoon, and we're going to have breezy conditions throughout the night. You're going to inject something humid.
Well, it was really breezy. It turned my leaves inside out on my tree.
Oh, okay. In any case, what was it going to say?
Well, you know what I mean. The backside of the leaves, and you never see them, but they were all just...
You know... I was always under the impression you had to have a frost before the trees began to turn colors.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
There's
several trees
out
that are around my house that.
It's almost, coming into work, went down some street, forgot which one now, and it was almost pretty. Almost. I'd say about 20% pretty.
Okay.
But in any case, where do we go from here? Oh, tonight's forecast. We're looking for mostly fair skies. It will remain breezy throughout the night. And because of those winds, I don't think we're going to be very cold. Now, cool, yes. Low temperature, 44 degrees. But with those breezes, I don't think we're going to be dropping into the upper 30s, as they were saying earlier this morning. And I just don't think there's a chance for frost here tonight. Now, central Indiana, northern Indiana, yes, there is a possibility for some scattered light frost. But again, for us, a low temperature of 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, the high 65. Tomorrow night, fair and cool, the low 42. And for Monday, it's going to be sunny and warmer, with a high temperature Monday getting up into the low 70s. In Lexington and Louisville, with mostly clear skies, the temperature is 57.
You going to hang around with us through the night?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. We'll talk to you later.
All right. It's your turn.
I drew a blank. I hit a button push here. There it is.
Rock and Roll Diary remembers.
Big girls don't cry. Big girls don't cry.
From the the Rock and Roll Diary. 17 years ago, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on WHAS. Some big girls don't cry. At 8:28, Mark Strauss and the American League Baseball today. In the playoffs, Baltimore defeating California, winning the pennant 8-0. It'll be the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Baltimore Orioles in the World Series. First game Tuesday night at 8:15 here on WHAS 84. WHAS 2 PGs is too much heaven. It's 8:31, Mark Strauss, clear skies, 57 degrees. We're still keeping track on quarter scores in night football games. This afternoon, Kentucky losing to West Virginia by a score of 10-6. No report yet on the Florida State-Louisville game going on out at Fairgrounds Stadium. At the half, San Diego State leading New Mexico 21-7. At the half, Florida State leading Louisiana 9-0. And after one quarter, no score in the Northern Illinois-Eastern Michigan game.
Follow up.
On WHAS 84 from the new Kenny album, Kenny Rogers, and You Decorated My Life. It's 8:39, Mark Strauss, with clear skies, 57 degrees in Louisville. Oh, headed for an overnight low of about 44, says meteorologist Ken Schultz. High tomorrow and sunshine, 65 degrees. Here's Johnny Mathis, 1973, Coming Home. Coming home, Johnny Mathis on the WHAS 84. It's 8:42, Mark Strauss. Some more quarter scores and final scores in college football. Final score, Drake defeating Northeastern Missouri 41-6. At the half, Oklahoma State leading South Carolina 13-10. The Sentinel leading Western Carolina at the half 7-6. Third quarter score, San Diego State is leading New Mexico after 35-7. And we have a report on the Louisville-Florida State game after one quarter of play. Florida State's leading the Cardinals 7-0. Again, Florida State leading Louisville 7-0 after one quarter. To recap a bit, earlier this afternoon, West Virginia defeating Kentucky Wildcats 10-6. Indiana defeating Wisconsin 3-0. Minnesota over Purdue 31-14. Georgia Tech losing to Notre Dame 21-13. Western over Northern Michigan 28-21. Moorhead 7, Austin Peay 0. Liberty Baptist defeating Georgetown, Kentucky, 42-17. Central State over Kentucky State, 13-9. And Tennessee lost to Mississippi State this afternoon, 28-9. Alabama over Wichita State, 38-0. And NC State lost to Auburn, 44-31. Ole Miss losing to Georgia, 24-21. And Michigan over Michigan State, 21-7. Iowa defeating Illinois by a score of 13-7. And to repeat once again, Louisville trailing Florida State after one quarter of play by a score of 7-0. We have the scores available to you at 585-2385. If you are in need of a college football score, we'll be happy to pass it along. Well, game number one of the World Series with the Pittsburgh Pirates and Baltimore Orioles will begin Tuesday night at 8:15 here on WHAS 84. Title cut from the New Orleans album, Forever, on WHAS 848. Mark Strauss, Back to the Good of the Gold, 1969. Three Dog Night.
One.
Three Dog Night on WHAS 1. Very lonely numbers. 851. Mark Strauss.
From recession to encouraging trends for the consumer.
Chilitos and you, we're on the move.
It's 852 at WHAS. We've been talking about the Louisville, Florida State game. Joe Yates is on the line to give us a report. Joe?
Okay, here at halftime at Fairgrounds Stadium, Florida State is leading the game 15-0. U of L has had a problem with their kicking game the first half, giving up a touchdown and a safety by the kicking game, a couple of fumble snaps on punt attempts. So the game is, we still have a chance. It's going to be tough, though. Florida State has a great defense. It's going to be another tough second half.
Okay, again, at the half, it's Florida State leading the Cardinals 15-0, correct?
That's right.
Okay, we'll check in with you later, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, again, at the half, Florida State is leading Louisville by a score of 15-0, and we'll keep checking on the quarter scores as they come in. Give you a little idea what's going to be happening sports-wise over the next few days. First of all, the Cincinnati Bengals will play host to the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow afternoon. We'll have all the action at 12:30 on HAS. And Jack Buck and Hank Stram will provide the action, but they'll call the action as the Oakland Raiders play host to the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football. That's Monday night at 9 o'clock on HAS. And the World Series will get underway Tuesday night between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Baltimore Orioles. This afternoon, Baltimore defeated the California Angels by a score of 8-0. Pittsburgh and Baltimore in game number one coming up Tuesday night at 8:15 here on WHAS 84. A lot of sports action coming your way, so we're going to tell you all about it. Clear skies, 57 degrees for Louisville. Good and gold music from the Beatles and HAS. It's something like the little old lady who lived in a shoe, huh? Beatles in 1970 on WHAS and Lady Madonna at 8:56. And Mark Strauss, once again, Florida State is leading the Louisville Cardinals at the half, 15-0. First quarter scores, Northeast Louisiana leading Nichols State 3-0. And at the first, Texas leading Rice 10-0. Clear skies, 57 degrees for Louisville. Meteorologist Ken Schultz will be back in next hour with that forecast. This is Jerry Rafferty from the Night Owl album on WHAS 84.
This is John Bohannon, CBS News.
A Courier-Journal article on Butler High School in Shively has some of that community's parents, teachers, and students upset. WHAS Continuing News at 9:06. I'm Harold Parker. The article compared Butler with Eastern High School in the East End and points out that Butler has the highest school suspension rate in the system. The Shively residents feel the article is one-sided and presents a slanderous view of their community. Teacher Ron Orwich says the article should be retracted.
I talked to some of the assistant principals. They said that they were not, that it was slanted the way the man, you know, took their quotes. I'm not saying he didn't tell it like they said it, but it was slanted. I feel like that it was comparing the best against the worst, and it really hurt our kids. That's the main thing.
Many in the community have held a protest at the school to demonstrate their displeasure with the article. Kentucky supporters of the move to nominate Senator Edward Kennedy for president in 1980 may have a chance to show how vocal they are next weekend. Plans for the senator's Kentucky trip have been finalized, and they call for him to attend a private reception for gubernatorial candidate John Y. Brown Jr. in Louisville and a rally at the fairgrounds. He'll also visit a West End health center. That's the Park Duval Neighborhood Health Center. Would you like to have your fortune read, or would you just like to meet and confer with a psychic? You'll have a chance to do both things tomorrow as the Moonbow Astrology and Psychic Fair continues. The event takes place in Kensington Court, and will have about 20 psychics from the eastern states on hand. They'll be demonstrating everything from astrology to tarot cards, dream interpretation, I Ching, and biorhythms. The 23rd annual St. James Court Art Fair continues tomorrow as well, beginning at 10 a.m., about 550 exhibits from across the country will be on display, and refreshments will be served. Our WHAS Action Track Color Radar from the National Weather Service showing no precipitation over Kentucky at this hour. Ken Schultz's weather forecast tonight, mostly fair, breezy, and cool. The low will be 44. Mostly sunny and cool tomorrow. The high 65. Tomorrow night, fair and cool. The low 42. And the outlook for Monday, sunny and warmer. The high 72. Right now in Louisville, we have clear skies and 55 degrees. I'm Bill Parker.
Well, that's all we want. Our fair share. Seals and Cross on WHAS 84 at 9:11. Mark Strauss, here's Supertramp. That's Goodbye Stranger from Supertramp, their Breakfast in America album on WHAS 84. It's 9:15. Mark Strauss. We should repeat one more time. The halftime score in the Louisville game. Florida State's leading Louisville Cardinals at the half, 15-0. The final score, San Diego State has defeated New Mexico by a score of 35-7. Northern Illinois, Eastern Michigan at the half, no score. And earlier this afternoon, the Kentucky Wildcats lost to West Virginia 10-6. We will review the scores coming up on the half hour on HAS. It's just my imagination running away with me. Temptations, 1971 on WHAS. Under River City Datebook, St. Joseph Hill Catholic Church will hold its 21st annual Turkey Shoot and Fall Festival tomorrow morning, beginning at 11 on the church grounds in Clark County, Indiana. Here's Skeeter David. So sad. 16 years ago and the end of the world. Skeeter Davis on WHAS.
Ends October 11th. Prices may never be this low again. That's Thoroughbred Lincoln Mercury, Preston Highway and Fern Valley Road. Making good deals even better.
The last word we had on the Louisville Florida State game. At the half, Florida State leading the Cardinals 15-0. And we'll recap some more quarter scores and report on some new ones, hopefully, coming up in about 7 minutes on WHAS. The Action Track Color Radar from the National Weather Service showing a little light precipitation in far eastern Kentucky, southeast of the London area. Temperatures are dropping around Kentuckiana. Bowling Green reporting partly cloudy skies, 57 degrees. Covington, Cincinnati, 48, again under partly cloudy skies. Up north, Indianapolis has 54 degrees. Evansville, Indiana, 53. Meteorologist Ken Schultz forecast, mostly fair, breezy, and cool overnight, a low of 44 degrees. Sunny and cool for tomorrow, a high of 65. For Monday, sunny, a bit warmer, a high of 72. On the hour in Louisville, humidity's at 57%. It's clear and 55 now for Louisville. and Robert John on HAS. WHAS 84 from the Robert John album, Those Sad Eyes, 927 with Mark Strauss. Well, if today is your birthday or your anniversary, we're going to be playing the special occasion gotcha coming up next half hour on HAS. It's just for you for your birthday or anniversary. That'll be coming up on WHAS 84. Here's ELO. Oh, you're an evil woman, the Electric Light Orchestra on WHAS 84. We're on the half hour, and Mark Strauss. And let's catch up now in Sports 84 in college football. First of all, at the half, Florida State is leading Louisville 15-0 halftime. Other quarter scores after one quarter of play, Northeast Louisiana leading Nicholls State 3-0. Texas leading Rice after one, 10-0. A final score, Drake defeating Northeastern Missouri 41-6 at the half. Oklahoma State leading South Carolina 13-10 at the half. Citadel leading Western Carolina 7-6. Final score, San Diego State has defeated New Mexico 35-7 at the half. No score in Northern Illinois, Eastern Michigan game. First quarter score, Florida and LSU, no score. And after one period of play, Arkansas, TCU, no score. After one quarter, North Texas State leading Southern Mississippi 3-0. After one quarter of play, it's Houston leading Baylor 7-3. Texas Tech leading Texas A&M after one period, 3-0. And Vanderbilt trailing Tulane after one by a score of 7-0. At the half, Northeast Louisiana leading Nicholls State by a score of 10-3. Now, games from this afternoon, West Virginia defeating the Kentucky Wildcats 10-6. Indiana over Wisconsin 3-0. Purdue defeating Minnesota 14-31. Georgia Tech losing to Notre Dame 21-13. Western Kentucky over Northern Michigan in the OVC 28-21. Moorhead over Austin Peay 7-0. Eastern Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, Murray, Tennessee, Martin, Tennessee Tech, Jacksonville State, Akron, and Northern Iowa are all night games. We'll be looking for those to come in. Other Kentucky games, Liberty Baptist over Georgetown 42-17, Sewanee over Center 21-7, Central State Ohio over Kentucky State 13-9, Hanover has defeated Defiance 24-17. Games in the SEC, Alabama over Wichita State 38-0, Mississippi State over Tennessee 28-9, North Carolina State lost to Auburn 44-31, Georgia 24, Ole Miss 21. Florida and LSU underway, and Tulane and Vanderbilt we reported on. In the Big Ten, Michigan defeated Michigan State 21-7. Iowa defeating Illinois 13-7. Northwestern losing to Ohio State 16-7. Penn State over Maryland 27-7. North Carolina over Cincinnati 35-14. Clemson 17, Virginia 7. Wake Forest defeated Virginia Tech 19-14. Duke and Army ended in a tie, 17-all. In the Southern Conference, Miami of Ohio defeating Marshall 28-0. Virginia Military over East Tennessee 24-14. Tennessee Chattanooga over Appalachian State 24-21. Toledo defeated Bowling Green this afternoon 23-17. Central Michigan over Ohio University 26-0. Kent State over Western Michigan 18-13. In the Ivy League, Brown over Princeton 31-12. Holy Cross over Dartmouth 13-7. Boston University over Harvard 14-10. Colgate lost to Yale 27-0. Columbia over Penn by a score of 12-7. Bucknell defeated Cornell by a score of 10-0. In Big 8 play, it was Oklahoma over Colorado 49-24. Nebraska defeating New Mexico State 57-0. Tulsa over Kansas State 9-6. Pacific University over Iowa State 24-7. Syracuse defeated Kansas 45-27. Utah defeated Colorado State today 21-16. Wyoming over Texas El Paso 23-3. In the Pac-10, Washington State lost to Southern Cal 50-21. Stanford over UCLA 27-24. Washington over Oregon State 41-0. Oregon 19, California 14. Pittsburgh defeated Boston College 28-7. Florida A&M over Miami, Florida 16-13. Temple 41, Rutgers 20. William and Mary over James Madison 33-0. Navy defeating Air Force 13-9. Navy over Air Force 13-9. Utah State over Long Beach State 51-28. We have a few more to go here. We'll pass them all along as we have them. Arkansas State over Richmond, 24-3. Youngstown State over Villanova, 27-22. Delaware over Lehigh, 21-14. Louisiana Tech defeating Southwest Louisiana, 17-0. Montana State over Weber State, 40-21. Earlham lost to Manchester, 27-20. Indiana Central over Butler, 14-13. Evansville defeating DePaul, 30-6. Valparaiso over St. Norbert, 23-7. Rose Holman over Principia, 43-7. Wabash over Southwestern Tennessee, 48-7. And those are the scores that we have for you right now. Once again, at halftime, It is Florida State leading the Louisville Cardinals 15-0. And this afternoon, West Virginia defeated Kentucky Wildcats by a score of 10-6. And in the American League playoffs today, Baltimore won the pennant, defeating California 8-0. It'll be Baltimore and Pittsburgh in game number one of the World Series. It'll start Tuesday night at 8:15. Hear all the action on WHAS. WHAS 84. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, 1969. When I Die at 9:39. Mark Strauss, meteorologist Ken Schultz, coming up. I don't know, coming up to what? The next step is love. And if you're an honorable person, the step after that is marriage. Elvis Presley on WHAS 84 at 9:42. Mark Strauss, time for our special occasion. Gotcha. If today is your birthday, anniversary, or what have you, well, I'll take the first caller in, 585-2385. This must be your anniversary or your birthday for you. 585-2385. We have a special occasion cake from Charles Heitzman Bakeries. In the meantime, meteorologist Ken Schultz.
Well, we had a cold front move into the region during the day today. It was responsible for a bit of cloudiness here, but didn't do any more damage to our weather than that. It did bring in some very strong gusty westerly winds here. Winds gusted to about 30 miles per hour this afternoon, but they have since died down. The shower activity that did occur with the cold front was in eastern portions of the state, and that shower activity has now pushed off to the east, and according to the Action Track Color Radar from the National Weather Service, no precipitation showing up within 150 miles of Louisville. Now, we have a very large area of high pressure that's moving into the region right now, and that high pressure system is going to provide us with some pretty decent weather here the next couple of days. We're looking for mostly fair skies tonight, breezy and cool. The low temperature dropping down to about 44 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, the high of 65. Tomorrow night, fair and cool, low temperature of 42. And for Monday, sunny and warmer. Clear to partly cloudy skies across Kentuckiana this evening. It's 55 degrees in Paducah right now, 57 at Bowling Green, 48 degrees at Covington, 56 degrees at London, 53 degrees in Evansville. In Lexington, it's clear and 54 degrees, and in Louisville with clear skies, it's 55, so we're in pretty good shape. Now, as for frost tonight, I don't think so. I think the breeze will keep the temperatures up enough so that we're not going to have to worry about that. Again, our low temperature, 44 degrees.
That's at the end of the third quarter. Louisville leading Lexington.
Yeah. 55.
I shouldn't say that. Let me clarify before I have an update, okay, in the Louisville, Florida State. I'm sorry, but if I say Louisville, mention Louisville and temperatures and scores, and get them confused, I'll get calls. In the fourth quarter, Florida State is leading Louisville 24-0. I should pass that along. It was an update.
Ooh.
I got. Ooh, I know.
Hey, you know, it was cool here today, but the one thing I wanted to mention, do you know it snowed in northern Minnesota? I'll start it with an M. But it snowed at Duluth, Minnesota this evening.
Is that the first snow of the...
Well, it has snowed in the Rocky Mountains once or twice before, but I think that's the first official snowflake in the Plain States so far this season.
I can find you two or three snowflakes around here.
A couple flakes here or there.
Yeah, well, you know. Okay, we'll see you next hour. Thank you, Ken. 9:45 at WHAS. Special occasion today is Ruth Kahn's birthday. Happy birthday, Ruth.
Thank you.
You've been trying how long to get through on this?
Couple years.
Well, congratulations to you. You're not going to give away your age, are you?
No.
No. Okay.
60-something.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You celebrate today?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay, I'll tell you what. In honor of your birthday, we're going to send you a certificate good for a special occasion cake. It'll be in your name from any of the Charles Heitzman Bakeries in Louisville, okay?
Right. Thank you.
Happy birthdays.
Thank you so much.
Say, I got you.
I got you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
They are the Little River Band on WHAS 84. Have you heard about the Lonesome Loser? It's 9:49, Mark Strauss. Once again, in the fourth quarter, Florida State is leading Louisville Cardinals by a score of 24-0. At the half, Florida is leading LSU 3-0. We'll keep you apprised of all the football scores as they come in on HAS. We're going down to Stony End. Barbara Streisand on WHAS from the Good and the Gold. It's 9:52.
Microwave oven demonstration this Sunday.
The sale is this Sunday only from 12 to 5 at the Trend Mutual Store.
All right. Excuse me just a second. I threw a score away. I'm real good at that. Let's repeat once again. In the fourth quarter, Florida State is leading Louisville by a score of 24-0. And some more scores have come in. Let's correct one. At the half, Nicholls State is leading Northeast Louisiana. We had reversed it earlier, but Nicholls State leading Northeast Louisiana 10-3 at the half. Florida is leading LSU 3-0 at the half. Some more scores after three. Citadel leading West Carolina 21-19. After the third quarter, South Carolina leading Oklahoma State 20-13 at the half. TCU leading Arkansas by a score of 7-3. And at the half, Rice is trailing Texas by a score of 16-3. And we're still looking for all those scores on WHAS. If you need a football score, our happy line's open at 585-2385. Earlier this afternoon, West Virginia defeated Kentucky 10-6. This is Herb Albert. WHAS 84, Herb Albert and Rice. 957, Mark Strauss. Tomorrow on Sports 84, the Cincinnati Bengals will play host to the Kansas City Chiefs. All the action will begin tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 on WHAS 84. And, of course, we'll have World Series action beginning Tuesday night, all on WHAS.
CBS News.
WHAS continuing news at 10:06. I'm Harold Parker. Butler High School students, teachers, and parents are fuming over an article in yesterday's Courier-Journal comparing their school with Eastern High School. The article says Butler has the highest suspension rate in the school system, but some residents think the article was too slanted. They have protested to show their displeasure with it, and some feel the article should be retracted. Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy comes to Louisville next Saturday. Kennedy will be attending a fundraiser for gubernatorial candidate John Y. Brown, Jr., and he'll also attend a rally afterwards. In addition, he'll tour the Park Duval Neighborhood Health Center in the West End. The National Association of District Attorneys is showing its pleasure with the Commonwealth Attorney's progress in the fight against white-collar crime in a big way. The association has named the white-collar crime unit locally as one of the lead units to fight the crime in the country. Commonwealth Attorney Dave Armstrong says his office has prosecuted about 125 people for white-collar crimes, and that about $400,000 has been recovered. Our WHAS Action Track Color Radar from the National Weather Service showing no precipitation over the area this hour. The weather forecast from meteorologist Ken Schultz, mostly fair, breezy, and cool tonight. The low will be about 44. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and cool. The high 65 tomorrow night. Fair and cool, the low 42. And the outlook for Monday, sunny and warmer, the high will be about 72. Right now in Louisville, we have 54 degrees under clear skies. And I'm Harold Parker.
Harold, tomorrow is the St. James Court continues the psychics. And isn't that where all that's going to be?
Well, I believe it's the Moonbow Psychic Fair. Moonbow and Astrology Psychic Fair.
Is that in conjunction with St. James Court?
No.
No, it's separate from St. James Court.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got them confused. But that's going to be held tomorrow. Moonbow Psychic Fair, or whatever it's called. You can go and talk to a psychic, and you can reach deep into your inner mind. And
yes. Show you your biorhythms. read a few cards.
Reach deep into your mind. I might as well send over an empty barrel. How about if I send over a copy of tomorrow's comics? Do you think that would work?
Perhaps.
WHAS 84, Chris Rhea. Oh, you're a fool if you think it's over. At 10:12, Mark Strauss, we have a final score in the Florida State-Louisville game. Florida State out on top over the Cardinals, 27-0. That's final score.
Half of your love.
Half the way. Crystal Gayle from her new album, Miss the Mississippi. WHAS 84. Coming up on 10:16, Mark Strauss. Again, the final score, Florida State defeating Louisville 27-0. Earlier today, it was West Virginia defeating Kentucky 10-6. Well, it's anniversary sale time, and that means Airways Speaks and lowest prices of the season. Store-wide, Jack Frost, Windtuck Yarn, 4-ply, 4-ounce solid colors, and 4-ply, 3-ounce umbrace, only 69 cents a skein. Job Squad paper towels at a price your budget will easily absorb. 5 rolls for $3. Shop Airways anniversary sale and save store-wide now through Saturday.
This is
1973 for David Gates and Brand on WHAS in Aubrey. At 10:20, Mark Strauss, clear skies, 54 degrees for the Louisville area. Auto River City Date Book, Ambetz and Ambetz Auxiliary. Preston Post number 9 will have a social hour tomorrow evening at 6 at Swiss Park, Preston and Lynn Street. Need some help. Wake up, everybody. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes from 3 years ago on WHAS 84. It's 10:23. Mark Strauss. Again, the final score in the Louisville Cardinals game. Florida State over the Cards by a score of 27-0. something. Earlier today, West Virginia handed Kentucky another loss, 10-6.
From recession to encouraging trends,
you'll be Bill later.
Turning into a real cool night across Kentucky, and temperature-wise around the area, mostly cloudy skies over the Covington-Cincinnati area, 47 degrees. It's 55 and partly cloudy in London. Here in Louisville, 54 degrees at the present time. From meteorologist Ken Schultz, mostly fair, breezy, and cool for the night, a low of 44 degrees. Sunny and cool tomorrow. Our high will be around 65. Fair and cool again tomorrow night, the low of 42. Sunny, a bit warmer for Monday, the high of 72. On the hour in Louisville, humidity is at 60%. Winds out of the southwest at 5. The barometer steady at 29.77 inches. It's clear, 54 in Louisville. This is new from J.D. Souther and the Eagles. In the background, You're Only Lonely. Shades of Roy Orbison, huh? J.D. Souther on WHAS 84 at 1028. Mark Strauss coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll review and recap some of the college football scores we've received in the last 10 minutes or so. 1969, 64 on WHAS. Here are the Monarchs. 1964, the year, the good of the gold from the Monarchs on WHAS. 1031, Mark Strauss, now in Sports 84. Once again, the final score, Florida State defeating Louisville 27-0. And this afternoon, it was West Virginia over Kentucky 10-6. Indiana defeating Wisconsin 3-0. Minnesota over Purdue 31-14. Notre Dame defeating Georgia Tech 21-13. Northern Michigan lost to Western Kentucky 28-21. Moorhead over Austin Peay 7-0. Liberty Baptist defeating Georgetown, Kentucky, 42-17. Central State, Ohio defeating Kentucky State, 13-9. Mississippi State over Tennessee, 28-9. Alabama defeating Wichita State, 38-0. North Carolina State losing to Auburn, 44-31. Georgia over Ole Miss, 24-21. Michigan State lost to Michigan, 21-7. Iowa over Illinois, 13-7. And Northwestern losing to Ohio State, 16-7. Penn State over Maryland, 27-7. And North Carolina defeated Cincinnati, 35-14. Now, let's move on to some quarter scores. At the half, these are halftime scores. McNeese State is leading Texas Arlington, 14-10. At the half, Southern Mississippi leading North Texas State, 7-3. Another final score, South Carolina over Oklahoma State, 23-16. After three quarters, TCU leading Arkansas, 10-6. After three, Texas leading Rice, 19-3. Final score, Northern Illinois and Eastern Michigan ended in a tie, zip. Final score, and no score. And the Northern Illinois Eastern Michigan game, no score, ending in a tie. We'll see how they put that one in the book. Final score, Citadel over Western Carolina, 21-19. And the remainder are halftime scores. Texas Southern over Alcorn State, 7-3. Eastern Kentucky leading Middle Tennessee State at the half, 24-3. At the half, Baylor leading Houston, 10-7. West Texas State leading and Lamar. West Texas State and Lamar at the half are tied, 6-6. At the half, Indiana State leading Ball State, 6-0. At the half, Tulane leading Vanderbilt, 21-7. Those are the scores that we have for you at the present time. If you're in need of a college football score, the Happy Line's open at 585-2385. Repeating once again, Louisville losing to Florida State by a score of 27-0. West Virginia over Kentucky Wildcats, 10-6.
84 inches, we can.
And on hindsight, we should mention Baltimore defeating California in the American League pennant race. Baltimore the winner over California, 8-0. So it'll be the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Baltimore Orioles in game number one of the World Series. Tuesday night, hear it all here at 8:15 on WHAS. From 1970, Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, and El Condor Pasa, WHAS 84. It's 10:36 in Mark Strauss. Meteorologist Ken Schultz will be along in just a few minutes. Clear skies, 54 degrees for Louisville. And the Atlanta Rhythm Section. A little spooky from the Atlanta Rhythm Section on WHAS 84. A couple of guys in that group co-wrote that hit originally back when Dennis Yost and the Classics 4. They were part of the Classics 4. See all the material I have right at my grasp, Ken Schultz. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. I'm sitting back enjoying the show.
Glad somebody is. You and the lady you just called.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well,
that was my mom.
How was she, by the way?
She's waiting for the check.
Right. You got to talk on this show. This is radio, Mark. You just can't nod your head. It just doesn't go over very well.
The rattle doesn't pick up.
No.
Okay.
Well, what can I do for you? Okay. Well, I'll
got
talk
a beer?
About
oh, no. How about some weather?
Taking a look at the WHAS Action Track Color Radar from the National Weather Service this evening. No precipitation is showing up on the scope, and none expected for the next couple of days. We have high pressure settling into the weather scene, and that's going to provide us with mostly fair skies tonight. going to be on the cool side. Our low temperature down in the low 40s, somewhere between 42 and 44 degrees, 43 and a half, something like that. But anyway, it's going to be cool tonight, not terribly cold. I don't think we're going to have any frost to worry about, so we'll just keep that on the back burner for a little while. For tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny and cool, the high temperature of 65 for tomorrow night. Fair and cool once again, our low of 42. And for a Monday, sunny and turning warmer with our high temperature Monday going back into the low 70s. In Lexington, it is clear and somewhere about 50 degrees, I believe. In Louisville, it's mostly clear and 54.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Well, really, it's been a pleasure, Mark.
Well, this is it. This is our last one.
This is truly
the last
one.
Waltz.
Yes.
I hope you have much success wherever it is you're going.
Downhill, right from here.
Okay.
Well, I thank you. It's been a pleasure working with you the past 13 months thereabouts.
13 months.
It's been about that.
Never did go steady.
No.
Danced a lot of it together.
This is your last show.
Yes.
Have you mentioned that once, or is that a big surprise? This is your last show, and I wish you a lot of luck.
Oh, it's me. It's going somewhere.
Oh. You didn't see the memo.
That's why this space for rent signs up on there.
Yeah, our illustrious wall there with all the pictures of the past, present, and future disc jockeys of America. Dick Gilbert's
there. We're quick to update, you know.
Really, there's some people up there that I don't even know. Who's that guy? Third? Oh, that's Wayne. I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
You ought to know him. Well, thank you a lot. You're going to come over to the house and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, I hope to.
I still have to help you move, of course. Right. We'll talk to you later, Ken. It's 1043 at WHAS 84. Here's Stevie Wonder. Once in my life, Stevie Wonder on WHAS 84. We have some Kentucky high school football scores. Trinity defeating Wagoner 44-0 and Doss over Valley 38-6. We'll be looking at some more quarter scores coming up on HAS. Another halftime score in college football. We didn't give around at the half hour. Texas A&M leading Texas Tech at the half by a score of 14-6. Take a chance on me and ABBA on WHAS 84. Game number one of the World Series with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Coming up Tuesday night at 8:15, we'll have all the action here on WHAS Radio 84.
Baby,
falling in love. Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, 1975 on WHAS. At 10:52, Mark Strauss. Final score, LSU defeating Florida 20-3. Third quarter score is TCU leading Arkansas 10-6. At the third, Texas leading Rice 19-3. And that final again ended in a tie. Northern Illinois, Eastern Michigan, no score. It's 10:52 at WHAS.
Hi.
Roddy Millsap, no time at all. 10:57 at HAS. Some more final scores quickly. Louisiana State defeating Florida 20-3. Dayton has defeated Ashland 28-6. Third quarter, Southern Mississippi leading North Texas State 17-10. After three, Texas Southern over Alcorn State 7-6. Ball State leading Indiana State 7-6. After three, final, Nickel State over Northeast Louisiana 23-16.
This dragon, her feet.
It might bring you bad luck. John Bohannon, CBS News.
WHAS continuing news at 11:06. I'm Harold Parker. Some Shively residents feel an article in the Courier Journal comparing Butler High with Eastern High should be retracted. The article points out that Butler has the highest suspension rate in the county, but many parents, teachers, and students feel it was an unfair portrait of Butler and Shively. Next Saturday, Louisvillians will get a look at the man who some feel will give President Carter his greatest challenge for the Democratic nomination. Senator Edward Kennedy will be in town for a fundraiser, a rally, and a tour of a West End health center. The St. James Court Art Fair continues tomorrow. It begins at 10 a.m. and about 550 exhibits from across the country will be on display. Our WHAS Action Track Color Radar from the National Weather Service, mostly showing nothing on the area right now. And the forecast from meteorologist Ken Schultz, mostly fair, breezy, and cool tonight. The low 40, mostly sunny and cool tomorrow. The high 65. Right now in Louisville, clear and 50-49. I'm Harold Parker.
WHAS 84. And if you leave me now, from Chicago, at 11:15, Mark Strauss, clear skies, we're 49 degrees for the Louisville area. We have some more final and quarter scores in college football. We'll pass along to you coming up on HAS. This is Toby Bow, and you can tell me goodbye. Toby Bow on WHAS 84, and you can tell me goodbye. 11:18, Mark Strauss, 1972, and Jerry Wallace. On WHAS 84. If you leave me tonight, I'll cry, whimper, be depressed, sob, and be very unemotional. It's 11:21 at HAS.
Hello, neighbor.
We're still compiling the final scores from nighttime games in college football. We'll pass those along to you in about 8 minutes, around the half hour on WHAS. Weather-wise, around Kentuckiana, temperatures are dipping as the hour wears on. 51 degrees and clear in Paducah, 52 and clear in the Bowling Green area. Covington has 56 degrees now. I don't think that's right. Last hour they had a reading of like 49. We'll have to look for a correction on that. Partly cloudy, though. 53 and partly cloudy in the London area. Evansville, Indiana has 48 degrees. 47 in Bristol, Tennessee. For meteorologist Ken Schultz, mostly fair, breezy, and cool for the night. Ken now says we're going for a low of 40 degrees. Mostly sunny and cool tomorrow. We'll have a high of 65. On the hour in Louisville, humidity is at 71%, winds out of the south at 4 miles per hour. The barometer's on the rise at 29.78 inches, clear and 49 for Louisville.
84 inches. I'll say goodbye to love.
England and John Ford Coley on WHAS 84. We'll never have to say goodbye again. Clear skies, 49 degrees for Louisville. Sports 84 is coming up next. Here's Dalen Grace.
I'm leaving it all with you.
We're about through. 1963, The Rock and Roll Diary, Dalen Grace on WHAS 84. We're on the half hour. Mark Strauss, let's recap college football. First of all, this afternoon, West Virginia defeated the Kentucky Wildcats 10-6. Louisville lost to Florida State tonight 27-0. Indiana defeating Wisconsin 3-0. Purdue losing to Minnesota 31-14. Notre Dame 21, Georgia Tech 13. Western over Northern Michigan 28-21. Morehead defeating Austin Peay 7-0. Liberty Baptist over Georgetown, Kentucky, 42-17. Kentucky State lost to Central State of Ohio, 13-9. Mississippi State over Tennessee, 28-9. Alabama over Wichita State, 38-0. Auburn over North Carolina State, 44-31. Georgia, 24. Ole Miss, 21. Michigan defeating Michigan State, 21-7. Iowa over Illinois, 30-13. Iowa over Illinois, 13-7. Ohio State over Northwestern, 16-7. Maryland losing to Penn State, 27-7. North Carolina over Cincinnati, 35-14. Clemson, 17. Virginia, 7. Wake Forest over VPI, 19-14. Excuse me, I need my glasses. Duke and Army ended in a tie, 17-all. Brown defeated Princeton, 31-12. It was Holy Cross defeating Dartmouth, 13-7. Boston U over Harvard, 14-10. Yale over Colgate, 27-0. Columbia, 12. Penn, 7. Bucknell defeated Cornell 7-0. Oklahoma over Colorado 49-24. Nebraska defeated New Mexico State 57-0. Tulsa over Kansas State 9-6. Pacific University defeating Iowa State 24-7. Syracuse over Kansas 45-27. Pitt over Boston College 28-7. Florida A&M over Miami, Florida 16-13. Losing to Temple. Rutgers lost to Temple 41-20. Navy over Air Force 13-9. Southern Cal over Washington State 50-21. Stanford over UCLA 27-24. Washington defeating Oregon State 41-0. California losing to Oregon 19-14. Now, these final scores of more night football games. Indiana State defeating Ball State 18-13. These are all finals. McNeese State over Texas Arlington 14-13. Louisiana State over Florida 20-3. Alcorn State defeating Texas Southern 9-7. Tulane over Vanderbilt 42-14. Texas Tech over Texas A&M 21-20. Tennessee State defeating Grambling 24-13. Arkansas Tech over Harding 26-6. Arkansas over TCU 16-13. Texas defeated Rice tonight 26-9. Southern Mississippi over North Carolina State 30-10. Troy State defeated Southeast Louisiana 24-0. And Houston has defeated Baylor 13-10. And Kentucky High School football, Trinity defeating Wagoner 44-0. Doss over Valley by a score of 38-6. And in the American League pennant race today, Baltimore won it over California 8-0. It'll be Pittsburgh and Baltimore in game number one of the World Series. We'll have all the action Tuesday night at 8:15 here on HAS. Again, just to recap the two local games, West Virginia defeated the Kentucky Wildcats today 10-6. It was Florida State defeating Louisville 27-0.
84 HAS weekend.
To go.
1963 on WHAS 84. Peter Paul DeMary leaving on a jet plane. At 11:37, 27 before the hour of midnight, Mark Strauss, we're clear and 49 degrees for the Louisville area. There's Paul Simon, Phoebe Snow from about 4 years ago. Gone at last. Phoebe Snow and Paul Simon on WHAS 84. God at last, it's 1140 at WHAS.
From recession to encouraging trends for the consumer.
1973, Elton John on WHAS 84. That's kind of goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. There's no turning back now. It's 1145 at HAS. Mark Strauss, there's Fleetwood Mac. WHAS 84, Fleetwood Mac, and Go Your Own Way. It's 11:48, 12 minutes before 12 midnight. Mark Strauss, clear skies and 49 degrees. You can hear the 1979 World Series between the Pittsburgh Pirates and Baltimore Orioles. Game number one's Tuesday night at 8:15. Hear all the action on WHAS 84. A couple more finals in college football. Eastern Kentucky has defeated Middle Tennessee State by a score of 52-10. West Texas State and Lamar has ended in a tie, 12-all. Helen Reddy on WHAS 84, Leave Me Alone. Clear skies, 49 degrees in Louisville. Thinking about yesterday, 1964, the Beatles on HAS.
Yesterday.
Good in the Gold, 1965 on WHAS, and the Beatles, yesterday. At 11:53, Mark Strauss, our action track color radar from the National Weather Service showing no precipitation. Meteorologist Ken Schultz forecast, fair, breezy, and cool for the night. Expect a low of about 40 degrees, mostly sunny and cool for tomorrow. We'll have a high of 65. And in Louisville right now, clear skies, 49 degrees. Our winds are out of the south at 4 miles per hour, and Ken does not expect any frost overnight with the winds moving about as they will. Once again, this afternoon, West Virginia defeated Kentucky 10-6. Louisville lost to Florida State tonight 27-0. Indiana over Wisconsin 3-0. Coming up on 11:54, if you ever think about when you heard a song for the first time, where you were and what you were doing. First time I heard the song I'm going to play for you, I was working at a station in Brandenburg, and I had to sign the station on at 6 o'clock of the morning. And I would be driving down at a little bit after 5, barely making it in time. First time I heard this song was on the Wayne Perkey Show, and it just clicked with me, and I've loved it ever since, and thought about this station a lot when I've heard it, thought about Wayne. It's a great song. Jimmy Buffett on WHAS, come Monday.
Heading out to San Francisco,
come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown L.A. haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Exclusive coverage of the 1979 World Series, beginning Tuesday night at 8:15, right here on WHAS, Louisville.
CBS News. Hundreds of people are camped out tonight.